Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. Hello, you guys. Oh my God, I'm literally buzzing with so much excitement because I am headed to Japan tomorrow, and I want to talk about healing your relationship with food, travel, what it actually looks like to have a healthy relationship with food when planning vacations, when traveling around the world, because my vacations and months and weeks leading up before going on vacation have looked so different in the past to what has been happening these past few weeks leading up to this trip going to Japan tomorrow. So when I used to struggle with my relationship with food, obviously food used to be on my mind all day long. I only thought about calories. I would literally, if I knew that I was going on vacation, I would be spending months leading up to vacation, over-exercising, restricting my calories to try to get ready for this trip. I would be anxious the whole time. And then while I would be on vacation, I literally would be either like, no, I can't eat this. I'm going to gain so much weight. I have to be good. Or I would just get into the screw it mentality, the all or nothing mentality. And I would a lot of the times just be like, I'm on vacation. Who cares? And I wouldn't even bother working out. I wouldn't even bother choosing the healthy, like a healthy option. I'm just like, well, I'm already out of routine. I'm probably already gaining so much weight. I'm already not working out. So like, whatever, just order whatever you want. And then when you come back from your trip, then you'll get back on track. And that would be so stressful because I would come home from vacation and there was so much pressure. Like I remember, even if it was just like a weekend away, I would come home and like on that Monday, I would like get my lemon water ready. I would like plan all my workouts and force myself to do super well. And of course that would backfire because when you're so strict, either before vacation, on vacation, or when you get home from vacation, it always backfires and it always leads into a binge. But I would always be stressed around vacation. And honestly, I never wanted to go on vacation because I am such a routine person. And like, that's great, right? Like having good routines is amazing. I'm like the queen of habits. I'm the queen of routines. Like I love my routines. I love my habits. But in the past, I used to be so scared to go on vacation or to have a weekend away because I would be like terrified of gaining weight. I'd be terrified of, oh my gosh, I'm going to be eating out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to get in my workouts. Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to go to the gym. Like there was so much fear around going on vacation that I would just never go. I would literally never go on vacation. I would rather be in my routine and know what I'm going to eat and eat home-cooked meals than go in and enjoy my life. And tomorrow, I am leaving for Japan and I'm actually getting like pretty excited because this is more like Andrew's trip. Like he's all into like the culture and like the anime and all the stuff. I'm excited for Nintendo World. If you guys have gone to Japan, let me know like what you loved about it. I'm excited to go to Nintendo World. We're going to go on go-karts, you guys. Like, we had to get license, okay, to be able to drive these go-karts, and I'm so freaking excited. But weeks and months leading up to this trip, there was no over-exercising. There's no dieting. There's no restricting. There is none of that. In fact, I actually took it pretty easy on my workouts because I was like, I don't want to get injured. Like, I'm like, we're going to Japan. But when you have a healthy relationship with food, you don't have to change your workouts because you're not binging. You don't have to restrict yourself because you trust yourself when you're on vacation. You don't have the all or nothing mentality. You don't have to change anything about what you're doing before going on vacation because there's no all or nothing mentality. You trust yourself. You eat when you're hungry. You stop when you're full. Before, it used to be like a shit show before going on vacation. And I was just on a walk this morning and I had like the biggest smile on my face, just knowing how good it feels to just show up exactly as I am in the body that I'm in with whatever food's gonna be there. I don't know what I'm gonna eat and I don't even care. I'm just excited for the adventures and I'm excited to explore the culture. I'm excited to try different foods. But when you have an unhealthy relationship with food, there's so much anxiety. There's so much stress. There's so much like, oh my God, what are the calories going to be? Oh my God, am I going to gain a bunch of weight? And on my walk this morning, like I said, I literally just have like the biggest smile on my face. And I'm just like, you have these moments when you heal your relationship with food of like, I am so glad that back in 2019, I decided to heal my relationship with food. Because I can now go on vacation with my husband. We're going for 2 weeks to Japan. I can be so fully present with my husband, make the most incredible memories that are going to last me a lifetime. When you are binging and you are overthinking all of your food choices and you're in your head and you're feeling guilty and you're binging and then you're feeling bloated and then you're feeling insecure in your own skin, you are not living. You're in autopilot mode. And I know because that was me for 10 years of my life. I don't even remember vacations I used to be on. They were like a blur. I just so badly wanted to get home, back to my routine. I wouldn't even remember even like birthday parties, not even just vacations, like birthday parties or weddings, or if it was a vacation, it was all a blur because I was so up in my head. I couldn't be present because all I was thinking about was, what does my body look like? What food am I going to eat? When you are in your head, you are not living. When you're an autopilot, you're not living. When you're just thinking about food and calories all day long, you're not living. And last year when Andrew and I went to Greece for our honeymoon, I remember every single moment. Like you can literally say, you know, what did you do on this day? And I can exactly remember. Like the little moments I can remember. All the nights we went out for dinner, the pizza we got, the ice cream that we got, we went on a boat. We went into the hot springs. Like I remember every single moment because I was present. Because I went with a healthy relationship with food. You get your life back when you have a healthy relationship with food. It is not about heal your relationship with food so you can eat some chocolate without guilt. That's great. But what you actually get is your life back. You feel alive. You feel like yourself again. And that's what I'm most grateful about. Being present, making these memories with my husband. Like we're going to Japan for 2 weeks. And like the amount of memories that we're going to create that are gonna last a lifetime, that is worth everything. And if you are so worried about what are the calories? Oh my God, am I gonna gain weight? You are robbing yourself of so much joy. And I used to be there. I literally used to be there. I'm like, I don't care about anything else except being in a certain body and, you know, eating a certain way. And I'm just gonna stay at home and I'm not even gonna bother living my life because I'd rather have home cooked meals and I'd rather stay on my, you know, stick to my routine and stay to my healthy habits. And that's no way to live. Don't get me wrong, you guys. I'm a very habitual person. I love my routines. When I go to Japan, I'm still going to be a healthy person. I don't have the screw it mentality. Eat whatever you want. It's not going to happen. But I don't feel anxious about the food. I don't feel, I'm not even probably going to work out, to be honest with you, for 2 weeks. I don't, do they have a gym in Japan? I don't even know. But I'm like, I can't wait to just like live, like enjoy my time. I don't care if I don't work out. I don't care if I don't have vegetables at every single one of my meals. But a few years ago, that would have given me so much anxiety. So the reason I want to share this with you is because so much can change when you heal your relationship with food. I never thought I would be excited to go on vacation. Hey, Sharon. I never thought that I would be excited to travel the world with my husband. I never thought there would be a time where I wasn't tracking my food. I never thought that there was going to be a time where I wasn't thinking about food all day long. I never thought there would be ever a time where I would not get into the screw up mentality or force myself to over exercise. I never thought this was possible for me. I'm like, well, maybe other people can go on vacation and not stress about food, but like, I'm going to be stressing about food. Maybe other people can be okay with going away for 2 weeks and not working out, but I can't. But I can, because I did the work to heal the relationship that I have with food and my body. And there are so many things that I did to get to this point. You know, when people say like, how did you get to that point? Well, I healed my relationship with food. What does that actually look like? Well, I needed to be okay with releasing my food rolls. I needed to be okay with being spontaneous and not being so obsessive. I needed to be okay with going out and eating different foods. I needed to trust myself. When you trust yourself, you don't have to track your food. You don't have to weigh yourself every single day. I trust myself. I trust myself to know exactly how much to eat without weighing my food. So even when I'm on vacation, I trust myself that I'm going to eat when I'm hungry and I'm going to stop when I'm full, because I built up trust within myself. I've gotten back in tune with my hunger and fullness cues. Getting to this point, I had to release the all or nothing mentality. I needed to remind myself that there was nothing wrong with enjoying good food or with taking some time off of working out. A lot of it is the mindset. Releasing guilt when going out for dinner and lunch and breakfast. We're gonna be eating out like 3 times a day. Somebody said, I genuinely can't tell when I'm hungry or I'm still full. So hunger and fullness cues. Most of the time when you can't tell, am I hungry? Am I full? I don't really know. I remember feeling this way on my journey. And when people say like, listen to your body. And I'm like, you don't get it. My body doesn't tell me anything. Like, I don't know. Am I hungry? Am I full? I don't know. So I know how frustrating that can be. But what I will say is this is very common to not be able to feel hunger or fullness, because through years of dieting, hunger and fullness cues become muted and blocked. So right now, it's like you can't tell when you're hungry or when you're full, because if every single time you're hungry and you're like, I'm just going to push it off. Let's say it's 8 a.m. and your body is sending you a signal. I'm hungry. Hi, Carrie. I'm hungry. I need to eat. And you're like, well, I probably shouldn't eat breakfast yet. I'm just going to like drink some tea, and then I'm just going to like, maybe I'll eat in like 30 minutes. That is you dismissing your hunger cue. So your body is like, you don't even pay attention. I'm literally sending you a signal and you're not paying attention. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop sending you signals. And then same with fullness. You know when you're full. Like this is the truth bomb here, you guys. A lot of the time people are like, I don't know when I'm full. You know when you're full. But your body and your mind is like, keep on going, right? Like keep on eating, like one more bite. And so the more times, I love it. That makes sense. Okay, amazing. So every single time that you feel full and you keep eating, Oh, Samantha just joined. She joined the membership for a full year. Samantha, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you. Just wanted to celebrate you when you popped on because, like, I'm just so freaking proud of you. You are amazing. So the more times that you feel fullness and you continue eating, that creates a habit in the brain. Just like I feel the urge to binge and I give in, you are further ingraining that habit into the brain. The same thing happens. You feel I am full and you continue to eat, right? Then that creates a habit and it makes it that much harder for you to break that habit. So your body becomes so confused. Your body is like, okay, I'm sending you a signal to eat when you're hungry and you're not even paying attention. And then I'm literally sending you a signal to stop because I'm full and you keep going. So you're not even listening to me. So why am I going to send you these signals? And then your body literally stops sending you hunger and fullness cues. Is this making sense? Give me some hearts. Drop a yes in the chat if this is making sense. If that resonated with you and you are wanting to learn exactly how to eat intuitively, you want to know how to eat when you're hungry, how to stop when you're full, you want to be able to stop thinking about food and calories all day long, I do have my program Eat Normally coming up at the end of the month. It is on early bird pricing right now. This program is the program to heal your relationship with food, to get back in tune with your hunger and fullness cues, and to stop obsessing over food and calories all day long. So if you've not yet joined, go to the link in my bio or just message me, Eat Normally, and I'll send you all the details. Like, for those of you guys who are like, I just wanna be able to eat like a normal person. I wanna eat when I'm hungry. I wanna stop when I'm full. I wanna stop thinking about food all day long. Literally, you gotta join this program. So just message me, Eat Normally. Anyways, going back to this whole like vacation situation, if I did not heal my relationship with food, these past few months would have been so stressful. I would have been spending hours over exercising. I would have been like, even this weekend, Andrew and I spontaneously went out for lunch. That would have never happened before. I would have been like, I'm not going to go out for lunch before going on vacation. There's no way. I don't want to gain weight before going on vacation. And now I initiated it. I'm like, Andrew, we were supposed to get running shoes for me. And I'm like, well, since we're in that location, why don't we go out for lunch? It's the most no-brainer, effortless thing. Then we got smoothies afterwards. And it was just like a fun-ass day. You make memories when you have a healthy relationship with food. So again, healing your relationship with food is not just about eating when you're hungry and stopping when you're full. That's amazing. But you get to go on spontaneous dates with your partner. You get to be present. You get to be alive. You get to feel alive. No diet is going to give you the feeling of freedom, of joy, and feeling alive in your life. I've never, ever, ever felt more alive in my life than I do these past few years of a healthy relationship with food. When I was dieting, I was not living. I was in autopilot mode, going through the motions. When's the day going to be done? I'm so full. I just binged. I want the day to be over. Now my days feel so long. I have so much space. I have so much time in my day. There's so much freedom. There's so much joy. You get your life back. So I don't want you to just see me living my life, experiencing a healthy relationship with food, living an incredible, fulfilled, happy, joyful life. I want you to experience this. And it all begins with one decision of saying yes to yourself and committing to a better relationship with food. No longer being a slave to MyFitnessPal, no longer choosing to think about food and calories all day long, no longer choosing to let food control you, but for you to actually take control back of your life. It's the greatest gift in the world to give yourself a healthy relationship with food. So I wanted to share that. I'm excited. I'm so excited to go to Japan tomorrow. Like, I'm like so excited. It's going to be amazing, and I hope that this lights a fire underneath your booty to go and take that step, to heal, Because what are you waiting for? Life is happening now. Life is happening now. What you do today is going to impact how you feel next month. In 2019, when I decided to heal my relationship with food, 2020 was an amazing year. 2021 was an amazing year. 2022 was an amazing year. 2023 was an amazing year. This year is going to be amazing, all because of the one decision I made back in 2019. So what are you waiting for? Your life is happening now. You can literally decide, I'm going to take this live stream, I'm going to listen to this podcast, and this is going to be my moment. This is going to be my moment where I decide it is time. Hey, Bridget, it's time for me to heal my relationship with food. It's time for me to get my freedom back, to live my life, to get out of autopilot mode, and to live my life. You can decide right now. What are you waiting for? Your life is happening now. Decide, and you can go live an extraordinary life with your partner, with your friends, and your family, and most importantly, for yourself. So thank you guys for being here. I will be posting all the things on my stories as I am traveling along Japan starting tomorrow. I'm so excited. But thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for listening. Again, if you're interested in the Eat Normally program, just message me, Eat Normally. This is my program to help you master intuitive eating, to just eat like a normal person who can eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full, and no longer think about food and calories all day long. So just message me, Eat Normally. We start at the end of the month. Thank you guys so much. I love you, love you, love you lots. And we'll see you guys soon. Bye.